Welcome to the Preaching the Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mike Helsley.
As I walked down the sidewalk of a sin-stricken city, I saw the misfortunes of man. A man in the gutter, lying there lifeless, clutching a bottle in his hand.
We invite you to join us today as we look into God's holy word.
Man's father, but now he's a prisoner. Thank God for the preacher who told me of Jesus, for I'd be a beggar.
And here he is, Evangelist Mike Helsley, with today's message.
The storm they were facing was fearful. Their ship seemed so small in the waves, and the wind just kept blowing them harder, and yet they were still all so safe. From out of the dark he came walking. He had never lost him from view. He could see through the darkest of troubles. He just wanted them to see too, that you will never be filled till you're empty. Until you're broken, you'll never be whole. Till the potter has tried his vessel with fire, you'll never come forth as pure gold. I didn't know how much he loved me until I passed through the storm and looked back. I didn't know Jesus was all that I needed until he was all that I had.
Sometimes the storm that you're facing may seem like your whole world has changed, and the fire just keeps getting hotter as the potter is shaping the clay. Friend, Jesus knows what he's doing, even though it causes you pain. He just wants us to know the lesson he showed his disciples is still the same.
That you will never be filled till you're empty. Till you're broken, you'll never be whole. Till the potter has tried your vessel with fire, you'll never come forth as pure gold. I didn't know how much he loved me until I passed through the storm and looked back. I didn't know Jesus was all that I needed until he was all that I had. I didn't know how much he loved me
till I passed through the storm and looked back.
I didn't know Jesus was all that I needed until he was all that I had. When
I look
around and see the good things he does for me,
I know
I'm unworthy of them all. But his
blessings
he freely gives, and
I owe
my whole life to him. I've got so much to thank him for, and I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. You see,
He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
And sometimes while I'm on this way, I kneel. I just stop and I say, thank you for all you've done for me. And one day I'll reach heaven, sure, Lord, please. Let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for.
And I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. And when I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for. And when I think of what Jesus done and where He has brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Greetings, everyone, in the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Mike Helsley welcoming you to this edition of the Preaching the Truth broadcast. This is the day in which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And I just want to take this moment and just say thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. And if this is your first time tuning in, we welcome you. I am Evangelist Mike Helsley, and the name of our ministry is Preaching the Truth Ministries out of Louisville, Kentucky. And if you're a repeat listener, we welcome you back. We love and appreciate you. Thank God for you. Got a word for today, praise God, over the last several broadcasts. Man, the Lord's just really been giving out messages, amen to God. And we've gotten some good response. We got some negative response, but that's okay. We don't do this. I don't get on here week after week and preach for a response. Let me be clear. Let me be blunt. I don't get on here to get, how many likes can I get, or dislikes, or how much feedback can I get back. I get on here to preach the Word of God, because basically a lot of it's not coming from pulpits today around this nation. There's people overseas that are hungry for the Word of God, and we're so thankful the platform that we're on through VOTO Radio and Word of the Lord Internet Radio. We're so thankful to have this platform to go overseas and minister the gospel to them. But the churches here in the United States of America, sad to say, it's the Laodicean church. And you've heard me say that over the last few weeks and months. And it's really something that the Lord has shown me, that the church that we see today is the Laodicean church out of Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22. And it's really sad that we have rejected God's word. We have turned God away. We just want entertainment. We want to be fluffed. We want to make it all about feel-good messages, encouragement, messages that does not preach on sin. We don't want to call sin anymore. We just want to call it a mistake, a failure, a shortcoming. The Bible calls it sin. If it goes against God's order, it's sin. You know, just to make it clear and easy, James 4:17 declares, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is sin. Look out, look at that. And but we're so thankful today that we get to declare the Word of God. And I'm just a humble servant. And I'm thankful today, even though God has called me into the evangelistic ministry and ministering this gospel, the title I want to, if I have to claim a title, I want it to be humble servant. And I say that all the time because Jesus was a humble servant. Jesus was the greatest of all servants. Amen. God showed us how to be servant. And I'm just so humbled and honored today that He chose somebody like me almost 30 years ago to declare and decree this gospel. Lord Jesus Christ, save my soul. April 29th, 1993. It's been 31 years. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, so much. Just for your faithfulness, for your love, your mercy to me. Hallelujah. And if you out there under the sound of my voice have been saved, amen to God, you ought to just take a moment and thank Him. He's worthy to be praised. Amen to God. And we've got the victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil through the cross. Amen. So if you have your Bibles today, I want you to go with me to the book of 2 Corinthians. We're going to be in a couple different places for my passage of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, starting in verse 8. And the Bible declares, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despair even of life." And now I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. Now I want you, what I just read there in 2 Corinthians 1:8, I started off 2 Corinthians 1:8. If I didn't, the main passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. I apologize. I don't know if I said 1 Corinthians, but 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. That statement in there, pressed out of measure, I want you to keep that in your mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Glory. "Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And saints of God, I want to use from a subject, praise God, going back to my main text in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. That statement that the Holy Spirit arrested me on, "We were pressed out of measure." Let me read the scripture again. "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." And that's what I want to use for my subject today, pressed out of measure. Hallelujah to God that we were pressed out of measure. Father, we thank you today for the word, the power of this anointed word, dear God. We thank you it's life-changing. We thank you that it will not return void. Father, I ask you to hide me behind the cross as I minister this word to your people today. May I decrease as you increase, Father, in every word, thought, deed, and action. Bless your people today, dear God. And I pray, God, you would open our eyes today from this portion of Scripture and the Scriptures I use today. Father God, may faith increase and may doubt decrease. Lord God, may we have a revelation, dear God, that you are with us and you will not leave us even in these trying times, dear God. And even when we're pressed out of measure, dear God, Lord, we know that all things work together for the good to those who are loved, who are called according to your purpose, dear God. Hallelujah. According to Romans 8:28, Lord God, we know that all things work together, the good things, the bad things, dear God. And I pray, God, that you would just press us, dear God. Lord, the pressures of life that come our way, dear God, let us know. And Lord God, open our eyes and help us to understand and see, dear God, that it's not for our glory. It's not for us, dear God, to get the praise, but that you would get the praise. Lord God, hallelujah. Lord, you even declared in your word that I read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10, that we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair, Lord. We're persecuted, but Lord, you said we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Glory. Always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifest in our body. And dear God, we just ask you to give us a revelation of this truth today. In Jesus' precious and holy name. And everybody said amen and amen. Pressed out of measure. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in life, praise God, things happen. You know, storms happen in our lives. I know recently up here in this area, we had a couple weeks back, there were some tornadoes just hit out of the blue in the Prospect area, in the southern Indiana area. Damaged a lot of stuff. And for some reason, I don't know why, when it takes disaster to get our attention. I don't know why when a bad storm or a bad situation happens, I know a lot of people they were interviewing after the tornadoes that took place, You know, they were like, oh, we're just so thankful to be alive. And I praise God that not many people were hurt. Praise God, there was a few homes and a few businesses that were destroyed. But I didn't hear of many that got injured or killed. Praise God for that. But I don't understand why we have to wait till disaster happens for us to cry out to God. Anytime a nationwide disaster, I think back of 9/11, the events that happened on 9/11/2001, that through that, God still tries to get our attention. And I remember after 9/11, boy, everybody went to church, everybody got in the Word, everybody was praying to God. But then it goes on for just a short time, and I remember seeing souls saved, church attendance went up, purchasing of Bibles went up. But I don't know why it takes disaster and chaos and storms and all these things to finally get us to open our eyes to see that God is good and He's faithful. Amen? I don't understand why that happens, but sometimes it has to happen. And sometimes God will have to use those storms, amen to God, to get our attention. Amen to God? But we're pressed out of measure, amen to God. You know, but like I'm going back to my main, to 2 Corinthians 4:8 here. It says, we're troubled on every side. You know, when we started out on this journey, praise God, the devil tells us, you know, through these cotton candy churches, as I call them, and you know, every Christian, when you get saved, you're not going to have no trouble. You're not going to have no trials. But the Apostle Paul says different here. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Hallelujah to God. So that's a lie. These spineless pastors today will not tell you, oh, when you get saved, everything's going to be great. Praise God, you can live your best life now. Well, I'm sure, amen to God, since those cotton candy preachers don't ever have a problem. Yeah, they know where they're going. They're not going to heaven. They're going to a place called hell because they are wickedly deceived by the god of this world who has blinded their eyes. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching, amen. It's that we are perplexed but not in despair. See, Paul is saying, Paul went through some stuff. Praise God. Paul couldn't live his best life if he was under the Joel Osteen doctrine because it would contradict it, because the Apostle Paul says, we're going to be pressed out of measure. We're going to go through things. We have to, amen to God, die to self. Not live our best life now. We'll live our best life now when we get to glory. Amen to God. Hallelujah to God. I felt that. Amen. He said right here, we're persecuted but not forsaken. We're cast down but not destroyed. Hallelujah to God. We are cast down but not destroyed. Things are going to happen in life. And I don't understand why it takes the chaos of life to get us to reach up and say, Lord, you are faithful. Lord, you are good. Amen to God. See, but the surge of trouble is nothing new. The Bible's filled with all kinds of situations with individuals in trouble. The Hebrew children, they had their fiery furnace. You remember that? Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen to God. Daniel had the lion's den where he was cast in there. Joseph was cast into a pit, sold as a slave, and then cast into prison. Job lost his children, his wealth, his health. His wife wanted him to curse God and die. Imagine if he did that. My goodness. Paul, the Apostle Paul here, was shipwrecked and beaten. Amen to God. Oh, he didn't have his best life now. I'm staying on that because, you know, the Apostle Paul's writings will not be on the top 10 bestseller where Joel's is. And some of you out there today, you need to listen to Brother Helsley, because I'm telling you, you can get all the fluff and the cotton candy from Joel and from Joseph Prince and all the TBN and all the Daystar and all the Word of Faith doctrine and all these preachers out here today who goes and they spend millions of dollars that the donors send in, praise God, that their partners in ministry send in so they can go have facelifts and have Botox and have cosmetic work. And your money, your hard-earned money that you give faithfully to support a ministry that's lying to you, to tell you if you just sow into this ministry, you're going to be blessed abundantly. And that's a lie from hell. That is a lie from hell. Look at these celebrity preachers. They're getting older and they want to stay younger. They're trying to turn back time. Amen to God. They are not God. and they can pay all the millions of dollars they want to get Botox injections, to get facelifts, to get implants, amen to God, to hire personal trainers so they can look slim, and so they can buy all the tight-fitting clothes and everything to try to be hip and up-to-date. But let me tell you something, this old body's going to perish one day. And I feel so bad for those partners out there who are deceived, amen to God. That's why there's preachers like myself and a few others, amen to God, hallelujah, who's declared and decreed the truth of the gospel. Praise God. I still thank God, amen to God, that we have an outlet where we can preach this gospel and Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen to God. Peter was sent to prison. John was exiled to Patmos in the book of Revelation. James had his head cut off. Come on. David was pursued by King Saul. Samson had his eyes put out because he gave in to the woes of Delilah. Come on now. But my Bible still says in Psalm 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him or her out of them all. Amen to God. I know God is faithful. When you go through trials and tribulations, God will bring you out. Praise God. You say, Brother Mike, you don't know my situation. Yes, but God is faithful. We are pressed out of measure. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the pressure is good for us. God spoke a word to me a few years back. I never forget preaching this down in praise God, from a dear friend, Brother Joey Bratcher, down there to his church. Amen to God. God gave me a word that His pressure is good for us. We need His pressure. Go over to God. Pressure brings out the best in us. Amen. Well, let me tell you, it brings out God in us. Amen to God. It squeezes out the anointing. Amen to God. That oil, praise God, that God so saturates us in and pours upon us. Amen to God. That pressure is good. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous. You know you're doing right when you're being afflicted. It rains on the just and the unjust, the Bible says, praise God. But God has promised to be with us through it all. If all these things happen to these individuals, to Samson, to David, to James, to John, to Peter, to the Apostle Paul, to Job, to Joseph, to Daniel, to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and so forth, and things happen to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was persecuted, betrayed, amen to God, sold for 30 pieces of silver, amen to God, hallelujah, don't you think they're going to happen to us? Don't you think they're going to happen? Jesus Himself said they would happen to us. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen to God. You ought to hang on to that and write that down today. Praise God. You don't need a woe is me mentality. You need to stand upon God's word that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen to God. And that's a word for somebody today. Your afflictions are just temporal. Amen to God. The pressure is just temporal. But let me tell you something. But the Lord delivereth you out of them all. Amen to God. You got to trust in God. Amen to God. God is faithful, amen to God. As I was studying and preparing for this message, I was reading over this about an individual who went through some things. His name was Clyde Gordon. He was completely paralyzed from his neck down from an accident. And he edited a magazine called The Triumph. And in this magazine, in this article that he wrote, when I was doing some research, I found this quote that he made. Let me read this to you. He said this, Christ is no security against storms, but He is perfect security in storms. He does not promise an early passage, but He does guarantee a safe landing. Let me read that statement again. You ought to write it down in your Bibles. Amen. Christ is no security against storms, but He is perfect security in storms. Hallelujah. He does not promise an easy passage, but He does guarantee a safe landing. Amen? Someone else once said, the road to success is always under construction. It seems that those who seem to have it hard get more done. But if you note here what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, here there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Look at your neighbor if you're in the room with somebody and say, God is faithful. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Oh, come on now. I can't get no help in there today. We're pressed out of measure. Amen to God. Come on now. You know, people ask me all the time, why do these things happen? And you know, I sometimes just don't have the answer. You don't have the answer sometimes. We don't have the answers about the problems that are experiencing, that's going on all around us, amen to God. But I will tell you this, though, saints of God, God is faithful, and He is just, and He will deliver us out of our afflictions and our problems if we trust Him. Amen to God. But saints of God, no matter what you're going through, let me say this, it can get worse, and it could be worse. You may say, Brother Mike, I'm hurting in my body, but let me tell you something. You could be laid up in a hospital or a nursing home. You may say, Brother Mike, I'm in debt, praise God. You could not have a home. You cannot have a car. You cannot have a job. You cannot have food to eat. You say, oh, Brother Mike, I don't have nobody that loves me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you got a wife and the kids. Amen to God. You got brothers and sisters who encourage you. Praise God. Let me tell you, it could always be worse, your situation. You need to understand that it could always be worse, but God is faithful. Hallelujah to God. And I want you to consider how God may be being pressed out of measure today in your lives. His pressure is good for us. I want you to consider how being pressed out of measure is good for you today. Amen to God. So what does being pressed out of measure do? Well, number one, it directs us. Sometimes God might have to light a fire under us to get us moving. Some of you out there, amen to God, you spent too much time sitting on your blessed assurances saying, Jesus is mine, amen to God, but you're His. Jesus ain't mine, we're His. Problems often point us in a new direction and motivate us to change, amen to God. God will allow these circumstances. I always say this, if you're in God's will, doing what God says, hallelujah, everything is Father-filtered. Thank God for the pressures. Amen to God. Being pressed out of measure. Amen to God. It helps to direct us. Amen. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 30 said, the blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil. So do stripes the inward parts of the belly. The world deceives us. There's nothing good in this world. Amen to God. But after a serious bout with trouble, we don't usually care much about what people think. When you've gone through something and God's brought you through it, you don't worry about opinions of others. Come on now. Pride is plowed under. The world loses its value, saints of God. The appetite for sin loses her taste when you've been brought through something. God could have kept Daniel out of the lion's den. He could have kept Paul and Silas out of the prison. He could have kept Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. But it was good for all these to go through these experiences. You know why? Because God brought them out. Amen to God. And He got the praise and glory. They were preserved. They were protected. We're going to go through tribulations and trials down here and persecutions. But we're not going to be forsaken and forgotten and left alone. Come on now. You didn't hear the scripture earlier. Amen to God. Oh, woe is me, Brother Mike. But God is faithful. God is faithful. Amen. Number two, to inspect us. We're pressed out of measure. It helps to inspect us. People are like tea bags sometimes. If you want to know what's inside them, just drop them in hot water and see what happens. Think about that a moment. You put a tea bag in hot water, you're going to get some tea. You put people under pressure, praise God, it's going to bring out, amen to God, the child of God in them, amen to God, or the coward in them. Glory to God forever. God at times tests our faith with problems, with tests. James chapter 1 verses 2 through 3 says, my brethren, count it all joy. Count it all joy. Oh, you don't hear me. Count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Because He promised already in the verse back that He would make a way for us according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. But listen now. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Being pressed out of measure, praise God, that trying of our faith, amen to God, it worketh patience. Many of us need to be more patient. We're too anxious, we're too nervous, we're too worried, we're too stressed out, we're too running around, amen to God. We won't calm down and be patient. The trying of your faith worketh patience, the Bible says. Number three, being pressed out of measure, praise God, it helps to correct us. Sometimes the only lessons we learn from the Lord is when we go through pain and failure. And I don't know why it takes people to get to that point. If they would just listen and quit being hard-headed and stubborn like the children of Israel, that I keep referring back to them, a two-week journey took them 40 years because they were rebellious and stubborn and hard-headed, and they wouldn't listen to God and trust Him. How many times has us parents had to tell our kids not to touch a hot stove or not, you know, don't touch that, it's hot. You need to blow on that, it's hot. I know sometimes I tell my kids when I cook something and I put it on their plate and set it on there, so be careful, it's hot. And what do? They take a bite and it burned their tongue. Ow, it burned. I tried to tell you. But many don't learn their lesson until they get their tongue burnt. Sometimes the only way we learn something of value is by losing it. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Glory to God forever. You know, it's through the things we lose, amen to God, that God will reveal, amen to God, how truly of value and worth He is. It's not the things that you have. It's your relationship with Him. Being pressed out of measure, praise God, it's for our benefit. It's for our betterment. Come on now, saints of God. Number four, being pressed out of measure helped to connect us. You know, when somebody dies in a family, what do you have? You have a funeral, you have a wake, and loved ones gather around from far and near for the funeral. I would hope so anyway. People want to be together when in trouble, when in loss. When someone is seriously ill, their friends and neighbors, they gather in to check on them, make sure everything's okay. You have people come because they care. It brings us together, being pressed out of measure, amen to God. It brings you together. The body of Christ in these last days God is bringing us together, because I tell you, when your natural blood family turns on you, all you're going to have is your brethren in the Lord, who is closer to you than your actual blood. Go over to God forever. Trouble not only draws people together, but it also draws them back to the Lord. Amen? Psalm 119, verse 67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. That's the psalmist David right here. Amen? Trouble also draws people back to the body of Christ. It's not uncommon to see a whole family show up to an assembly after a loved one dies. They'll show up to church, amen to God. Now, how long they stay on that, I don't know. But sometimes losing a loved one, praise God, will bring you back to the Lord. Amen? Sometimes when people get bad news from the doctor about if they've been diagnosed with a physical condition, cancer, usually it's when they hear that C word, cancer. They take a renewed interest, amen to God, back in the things of the Lord, amen to God, and start reading their Bibles and praying. I don't understand why it takes that, but sometimes it does. So trouble can unify the believers and the individuals, praise God. Hallelujah. His pressure is not bad always. Troubles are not bad always, because God can use every situation to turn around for His glory. And I want somebody to hear that today. Praise God. Number five, being pressed out of measure helps to protect us. A problem can be a blessing in disguise if it prevents you from being harmed by something more serious. Amen? Sometimes God will allow things. He will allow them, not cause them. He'll allow them to happen to keep you from going off the cliff, if you will. Joseph said to his brothers in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive. Amen to God. Through everything Joseph went to, being thrown in the pit, being sold into slavery, all that, when the famine came, he saved his father and his brothers, who sold him into slavery, his brothers did. Look at how God elevated Joseph back up to where he was able to be a type of the Savior for his family. And they didn't die of starvation. They didn't die of sickness. They didn't die of that. Amen to God. God used that situation to help, to protect them. Amen to God. Just like God will use these situations that we're going through to help to preserve us. But we've got to stay in His Word. We've got to stay in His will. Praise God. You may be going through being pressed out of measure, if you will, going through the trials and tribulations of your life. But ask the Lord to give you wisdom and to show you how He can get the glory from this, how this situation, this trial can get you, amen to God. You don't realize the people, the lives you'll touch when you stay faithful to God. Joseph was one man, he could have turned on his family, but he didn't. He was lied on by Potiphar's wife and still remained faithful to God. Now, I'm not going to say that he didn't have a rough time. I'm sure he had moments where he was like, I don't like this. But God is faithful. God is just. Amen to God. And number 6, being pressed out of measure is used to help to protect us. Problems, when responded to correctly, or they build character. Remember, God is far more interested in your character than your comfort. Write that down. God is far more interested in your character, who you truly are when nobody's watching, than you being comfortable in the flesh. We don't need preachers, amen to God, who's going to preach you a message that will comfort you. We don't need cotton candy preachers. We need preachers that still preach hell so hot you can feel the fire. Because that fire, if you feel it, just like I was talking about my kids, if you don't touch the stove, it's hot. Don't take a bite of that food, it's hot. You're going to burn your tongue. You're going to burn your hand. He's far more interested in your character, who you are. Are you becoming Christ-like every day? Are you denying yourself, taking up your cross daily and following Jesus, standing on the straight and narrow? Are you like what John 3:30 says, Lord, may I decrease as you increase? He's far more interested in your character than your comfort. We need to stop worrying about being comfortable. Amen to God. We got too many comfortable Christians today. They're falling asleep. That's why Christians get comfortable. They fall asleep and the enemy's coming in and just having his way in the camp. Watchmen have fallen asleep on the wall. That's why we need to wake up. Come on now. Your relationship with the Lord and your character are the only two things you're going to take with you into eternity. Think about that. Who you are when nobody's watching, just between you and God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that that tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience, and experience, hope. Note also what David said in Psalm chapter 71, verses 19 through 21. Listen to this. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hath done great things? O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken in me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. See, here we find the effect of what trouble does. It was a blessing in disguise, a benefit to the life of this good servant of the Lord. Amen. And just like I quoted a while ago, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called, to them who are the called according to His purpose. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Not our purpose, not our comfort, His purpose. And He promised us, amen to God, that He would comfort us and take care of us. Back in Psalm 71, 21. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. So when we do it His way, no matter what you're going through today, what trials you're going through. I hear people all the time say, "Oh, I've been going through this for years, amen to God." But have you asked God, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can you get the glory, honor, and praise from it? We've developed a mindset of a woe is me mentality, of a poor, pitiful me. I've been there, I've done that, I've walked through it, I've said the very same things, amen to God. But at the end of it, looking back, Lord, I see how you got glory from that situation when I was in my woe is me pity party. And I still repented and God still got glory from it. And He still blessed me through it. He can bless you through it too. The devil wants to keep you. The woe is me pity party is like quicksand. The more you fuss and gripe, you know, when a person's caught in quicksand, they go down slowly. The more they try to keep getting out, the further down they go. The more you keep complaining and fussing and griping, the more you're going further down until you're buried in that quicksand and you die. And that is the will of the devil, is to kill, to steal, and to destroy from your life, to tear you down, to take away your victory, your hope. Amen to God, your peace. Amen to God that Jesus gives you through Him. Amen. Remember, the graduate degree of spirituality comes from attending the University of Hard Knocks. If you want your graduate degree of spirituality, You take up your cross daily, deny yourselves, and follow Jesus. In the name of God, you'll get a degree in being a humble servant. Think about that for a moment. That's not a title anybody wants to wear, is a degree of a humble servant. We want to be called apostle. We want to be called bishop. We want to be called deacon, evangelist, pastor, associate pastor, this or that, doctor, whatever. But we don't want the title of humble servant, because that's when you've been pressed out of measure, amen to God. That's when you've been through some stuff. Come on now. Being pressed out of measure helps to project us. Being pressed out of measure forces us to focus on what's important. Philippians chapter 1 verse 12 declares, it says, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather than unto the furtherance of the gospel." Let me read that again. "But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." I knew I'd read that wrong. Forgive me on that. Praise God. For the furtherance of the gospel, the things that happened to him here, it was for the spreading and the continuation and the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus. All those things he went through, all the prison time he served, Paul here, he could write the letters to the church. And we could have those today by the preservation of the Holy Spirit, because his word, God's word, is forever settled. God preserved those letters that the Holy Spirit led Paul to write. But all the trials and persecutions, him being pressed out of measure, was it helped him to further spread the gospel. Hallelujah to God. Remember, for God to give us songs in the night, we must first experience the night. The Bible says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." Amen to God. I remember hearing Dottie Rambo years ago saying, when God gave her, I think it was a song, "There's Too Much to Gain to Lose." Oh, that's a beautiful song she wrote. But she said, the hell I went through to get that song. She says, you'll never know, just a 3.5-4 minute song, the years of battles I fought to get that there's too much to gain to lose. Oh, hallelujah to God. And that's so true today. There's too much to gain to lose. Being pressed out of measure is a good thing. Amen to God. I don't know why sometimes it takes that for people to open up to realize God is good and he's faithful. But praise God, when you go through that, God is good. And he presses you, and his pressure is very good. An eagle knows when a storm is approaching long before it breaks. The eagle will fly to some high spot and wait for the winds to come. But when the storm hits, it sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it above the storm. And when the storm rages below, the eagle is soaring. Hey, amen to God, I felt that, amen. And the eagle soaring above it, amen to God. See, the eagle does not escape the storm. It simply uses the storm to lift itself higher. Come on now, above the storm. It will use that storm as a catalyst, as a kickstart to go and go up above that, amen to God. It rises on the wings, it brings the storm. So, saints of God, let me tell you this, amen to God. When the storms of life come upon us, or come upon you and me, we can rise above them by keeping our eyes and our minds stayed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, amen to God. Staying in his word, amen to God. Renewing your mind daily, according to Romans chapter 12, verse 2, amen to God. Renew your mind daily, amen to God. Use those storms, amen to God, those trials, hallelujah, that pressure, amen to God, to propel you above the storms that you're standing on. It's under your feet, praise God, because you are more than a conqueror through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen to God, hallelujah. He's faithful today, amen to God. Glory, the storms do not overcome us. We can allow God's power to lift us up above them and be overcomers. Amen to God. It's not the burdens of life that weighs us down. It's how we handle them. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible declares in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Oh, amen to God. You know the hardest thing to do when you're going through something is waiting on the Lord. It said, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Come on now. Somebody ought to shout amen. Glory to God. Waiting on the Lord sometimes is hard, but praise God, he will sustain you through it. God is faithful. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. He's so good. Being pressed out of measure is not a bad thing. It's a good thing for the child of God. and you want to be pressed out of measure, you do what Jesus said. Get up daily, deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. There, that's going to put pressure on you. That's going to press, amen to God, everything out of you that's fleshly and make you rely on Him. It's going to keep you grounded on the straight and narrow path. I found this, praise God, and I love what it said. It said, praise God, I read this and it said, for God has marked every sorrow and day and numbered every secret tear, and heaven's long age of bliss shall pay, for all His children shall suffer here. Those who go through the fire water should remember it is God's way of refining and cleansing you for your good and for His glory. Trouble is simply the factory God is using to manufacture the right type of product in our lives. Woo, glory to God. And then, praise God, I read this poem, amen to God, to go along with my message today. It says this. It says, He set by a fire of sevenfold heat, and He watched by that precious ore. And closer He bent with a searching gaze as He heated it more and more. He knew He had ore that could stand the test. He wanted the finest gold to mold as a crown for the King to wear. Set with gems, amen to God, with a price untold. So He laid our gold in the burning fire, though we fain would He have said to Him nay. And He watched the dross that would have been sent not seen as it melted and passed away. And the gold grew brighter and yet more bright. But our eyes were so dim with tears. We saw but the fire, not the Master's hand, and questioned with anxious fears. Come on now. Yet our gold shone out with richer glow, and it mirrored a form above. Of Him bent over the fire, unseen by us, with a look of infinite love. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Can we think that it pleases His loving heart to cause us His moment's pain? Oh, no, but He saw through the present cross to bliss of eternal gain. My God in heaven, I'm about to have a fit. Amen to God. If you ain't getting this and you ain't shouting on your end, something wrong. So He waited there with a watchful eye, with a love that's strong and sure. And His gold did not suffer a bit more heat than was needed to make it pure. Oh, come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You know, when Adam and Eve were in trouble, God stepped in and He met their need. Come on now. Noah's problems were solved by the God who cared. Listen to me now. Joseph was released from prison. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. The children of Israel delivered as they crossed the Red Sea. Praise God. Elijah got God's help in getting some rain. Amen to God. During the drought. Paul and Silas were set free from the Philippian jail. And God's saving hand is still in motion today. Because when the devil's got a plan to take you out, I've said this before, God's got a plan in motion to keep you in. And I tell you today, being pressed out of measure is not a bad thing, but a good thing. His pressure is good for us. His pressure is good for us. Look at your neighbor and say, His pressure is good for me. Praise God. Because all it will bring glory, honor, and praise to God. And you don't realize, hallelujah, that God is molding you and refining you in this fire, praise God, and making it work out for your good, amen to God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, He's good, He's faithful, He's just, hallelujah. And we need to learn, praise God, from our scripture today, that we got to depend on God and trust in His word, amen to God, and being pressed out of measure is good. I'm going to go back to my main passage of scriptures here, and we close out today, 2 Corinthians 1:8. It said, for we could not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired unto even unto life. And going back to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, as I'm closing out right now, go over to God in the house. I feel the Holy Ghost stirring right now all over me. Hallelujah to God. Somebody, you need to hear this word today. Amen to God. God is a God of breakthrough. He's not a God of doom and gloom and despair. Praise God. He can use any situation, any circumstance for His glory. Let me read this to you, praise God, as we close out today. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Come on now. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So I want to ask you today, saints of God, what's been pressing you, amen to God? What you been going through, amen to God? There's too much to gain to lose, like Dottie Rambo said. Praise God. I know things look tough. Things are tight right now. We, as the body of Christ, we're going through. We haven't even seen the tribulation and the trials coming our way.
But praise God, what all of us is going through, those that are overseas being persecuted, if you read the Voice of the Martyrs magazine, amen to God, and you see, amen to God, the persecutions going on to the Christians overseas, just to read the Word of God, amen to God, it'd make you not complain about your little life here. Just because you didn't get a padded seat, amen to God, or you had to stand outside and stand up, amen to God, those people are getting tortured and killed for the glorious gospel of Jesus. It ain't always as bad, the things you're going through. The devil makes your problems seem magnified, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen to God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, the Word of God declares. Hallelujah to God. If you listen to last week's broadcast, things are not as what they seem. Amen to God. And I'm telling you this week, pressure, amen to God, being pressed out of measure, amen to God. God allows these things, amen to God, and uses these things to make us into the men and women of God He's called us to be. But if you want to be truly pressed out of measure, you take of your cross daily, deny yourself, and follow Jesus. Father, I thank you today for this word today that you've laid upon my heart for your people. Bless your people, Lord, those that are being pressed out of measure, those that are going through trials and tribulations and persecutions and feel like they've just been forsaken and abandoned. Lord Jesus, you know what all this was about because you felt forsaken on the cross. You said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You took all of that so we didn't have to take it. And Father God, I just pray you will sustain your people. Open their eyes to the greater plan that you have for them. In the wonderful, mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, you would give them strength and comfort, dear God, through this testing that they're going through. Help them to keep their eyes on the prize and keep their eyes on Christ. Keep their mind renewed daily with the Word of God. Give them the strength to deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow Jesus. And we ask it all in that precious and mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said amen and amen. Keep looking up. Jesus may come tonight. I say it every week, saints of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you today. Our contact information will be at the end of this broadcast. If this ministry is a blessing to you, we ask you to continue to pray for us. We covet your prayers, praise God. We also ask you to pray for us, for our finances, to continue to do this work, praise God. We walk by faith, not by sight. We trust God to meet our needs. And we just ask, amen to God, if Preaching the Truth Ministries is being a blessing to you, if this is considered your storehouse, we ask you to sow into the storehouse, amen to God, faithfully. We don't beg you for your money. We just ask you to sow cheerfully, amen to God. Hallelujah to God. Don't sow under law, but give under grace, amen to God. That's what I always say. Hallelujah to God. We want to hear from you. If you have any prayer requests, amen to God, you need us to come to agreement with you for, praise God. If you're going through a time right now where you're being pressed, amen to God, we want to join our faith with you because God's going to get the glory, honor, and praise from all of this in Jesus' name. Well, I'm Evangelist Mike Kelsey saying, remember to keep looking up because Jesus may come tonight. God bless you until the next Preaching the Truth broadcast in Jesus' precious name. Goodbye now.
Thank you for listening to Preaching the Truth with Evangelist Mike Helsley. We invite you to share with us any prayer requests or praise reports or comments that you might have. You can write us by writing Evangelist Mike Helsley, P.O. Box 21682, Louisville, Kentucky 40221. That's P.O. Box 21682, Louisville, Kentucky 40221. Or you can call us by calling area code 502-930-5503. You can also visit us on the internet at www.preachingthetruth.net. That's preachingthetruth.net. It is our prayer that today's broadcast has been a blessing to you. This broadcast and ministry is listener supported. When getting in touch with us, please prayerfully consider sending a love gift to help us to continue to take the message of Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross around the globe. Thank you for listening to the Preaching the Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mike Helsley.